Hey, yo.
Here's how to know if you will be successful in a particular place. And by place, I mean a career, a school, a social club, a gym, a group, whatever you want to call it. But here's how you know. There's something called filtered and unfiltered people. Usually that's used to refer to leadership, but you can use that to refer to yourself. A filtered person would be someone who plays by the rules, doesn't want to rock the boat, is pretty much status quo. And that's cool if you want to do that. Society rewards people who are part of the matrix. So that is an understandable life path for a lot of people. They have families, or maybe they don't want to do anything too extra. They want to just play it safe, and that's cool. And they're built for that. But there are also those of us who are what you call unfiltered. They're the rule breakers. You know, if you think of artists, they're typically the unfiltered people of society. They play by they march to the beat of their own drummer, so to speak. They play by their own rules. So just like with a filtered person, an unfiltered person should embrace that aspect of them. It's the only way they're going to be happy in life. If an unfiltered person attempts to, so to speak, dumb themselves down or try to pretend that they're filtered, that they're status quo, they'll be unhappy and they will fail spectacularly in certain workplaces or certain social settings, clubs, etc. But once you figure out what you are, you should stick with it. You should own it. And then wherever you go, again, whether it's a career, a particular workplace, social club, a setting, a gym, make sure that that place gives birth for you to be yourself and gives you the space to be your authentic self so that you can show forth your gifts and your talents. If you're an unfiltered person and you try to join an organization that's highly structured, that frowns upon mavericks and people who are the creative types, you're going to be miserable and you're going to fail spectacularly. And vice versa. If you are a filter person and you try to join an organization that's more willy-nilly, you're going to be lost. Find a place that's right for you. Find a place that allows you to grow and thrive, and that's where you go. But here's how you know if a place will be successful for you. When I was an educator and when I was in the classroom, there was a particular workplace I started working at in 2012. In fact, I took that job toward the mid-end of the year. It was March of 2012, a school that's since shut down. But when I got there, the teacher who was there left unexpectedly. It was March, just a few months left of the school year. So I came in and almost immediately I was successful. The kids loved me. In fact, with just 3 months left to the school year, they voted me coolest teacher. I really thrived in that environment. 3 years later, that school unfortunately was closed down by the school board. So I had to go elsewhere, and it was very disappointing and sad, because it was almost like, damn, as soon as I find something I'm good at, as soon as I find something I like, here we go again, having to move and do something different. So it shut down. So I find this other school that shall remain nameless, because that one is still open. I got that job at that school, and when I got there, guess what? Lo and behold, the teacher who had left the school I was successful at was working at this new school I had just accepted a position at. But get this, they were a popular teacher there. So immediately I knew I was not going to do well, because if a teacher failed at a school I was successful at, but is successful at a school that I just came to, that means that whatever allows that teacher to be successful at this new school that I'm going to, I'm not going to do well in, considering the fact that they didn't do well at a school that I performed well in. Almost immediately, I knew something was off. I wasn't going to perform well. My talents, my unique gifts, what they call intensifiers, those qualities that on paper might seem negative, but under the right circumstances could allow you to thrive and be great. I knew that my unique qualities would not be welcome there. I would struggle. And sure enough, a month or two later, I was out the door. So that's how you know. Identify your unique strengths. Are you filtered? Are you unfiltered? Then find a place that allows you the birth to be yourself and to shine and bring forth your unique talents. And yeah, that's how you know. All right. I'm out. Take care. Peace.